Round two, take two.
He doesn't do anything?
No, it's a, sorry, Cap.
Any thug can kill. I want you to take your ego out of the equation.
And I don't want any third-rate rent-a-thug who couldn't cut it as a cop in Chicago bringing him to L.A. on some bullshit local charge.
Hippies and yippies alike fill the streets, waging a war of peace against Mayor Daley's thugs.
Mugs, pugs, thugs, nitwits, halfwits, dimwits.
But Bud White is a valuable officer.
White's a mindless thug.
Oh, hell yeah, they got robbers, thugs, drug dealers, right, you name it.
Thug life.
Did you fucking apologize? What's the matter with you?
Listen, thug means never having to say you're sorry.
Didn't the guy you bought the table, the old table from, like, break one of the chairs between when you agreed to buy it and when you got there?
Yes, he did.
Awesome. But was trying to act like...
$100! $175.
Be thankful I'm giving you that much, sir. I could be on my way now. I've signed no contract. Who knows? This could be anything. You am? You know what I'm most genuinely surprised by from this week? The fact that I bagged on Imagine as the worst song ever, and nobody said a fucking word.
Don't you fucking hate that shit? Even though it's honest?
Yeah.
You throw it out there like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on,
come on,
do it.
Somebody, but...
Come on. I did that once for Mark when he said happy birthday to John Lennon, or this day, whatever it was, the
right.
Memorial when he was shot, and said imagine not being shot. And that caused quite a bit of a firestorm,
mm-hmm.
as I was going at her anyway.
Well, and I ended with
Andy's glad he shot.
Andy's a terrible father.
Yeah.
Because he was,
right.
To be pretty fucking... Dude, okay, so yesterday... I had a student that I had as a freshman who's now a senior, known me 4 years.
Right.
Called me Coach Dirks yesterday. I have never been a coach, ever. He knows this. He plays like two sports. He knows damn good and well I'm not a coach. For some reason...
Is he crazy?
It has to be. That's literally the only thing I can think of. But we had our teacher appreciation breakfast the other morning,
mm-hmm.
and I predicted it right before it was going to be tacos and cake. And it was.
Taco cake.
Taco cake. We're marking that down right next to our beer title.
That's right. You can't have it either.
No, can't. We're not even going to tell you what
say
it is. Yeah.
No.
And it's in the brain. Because Grand Slammage has already made its way to crack.com.
That's right.
So, hey.
Next thing you know. Whatever the hell I just said.
Taco cake. It's going to be everywhere. And not a Choco Taco.
No,
that
no,
just
not
sounds
same.
Disgusting.
No.
The weirdest thing. I had one of my creative writing students, have I told you this? Told me she had a dream that I was in. That was my exact reaction at first. Like, oh, shit. And I was like, okay. She goes, no. It was like, I was in my apartment and like all of these guys came in and were like attacking me. You know, I was like, I was trying to get away. I couldn't get away. She said, suddenly you walked in the room, looked at me and said, you need to go to your room. And I went in the room, and then I just heard this sound of a bunch of stuff getting destroyed. I was like, so, in your dream, I just came in to beat the hell out of a bunch. I guess that's good. I guess that gets kind of the fatherly, paternal,
right,
protector vibe across.
You come in and make love to them to death.
Well, it could have...
That's not the story I wanted to hear.
That could have been what happened, but she wasn't in the room, so hey. No, you wouldn't. Man... I would slap him. No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
The fact that you didn't even acknowledge him beyond no. Nuh-uh. That wouldn't happen.
So today on the Film Thugs, it is taco cakes.
Taco cakes, grand slammiches, and a beer to be named once our corporation has overtaken Budweiser.
Right. Just like that crazy person in the documentary.
Dog fish head ale.
Yeah. Fish steam. Fish spine.
Fish steampunk.
Right. Fish. Yeah, CM
Punk.
Fist
Punk?
Fist, that's it.
Fist. That, I'm looking, for those who can't see this, which is everyone right now except me, quite literally, Clarkson got an iron fist pint glass.
I do.
And I'm not sure what body position he's in there, because he's got one leg planted, one leg straight behind him, and... It looks like he's got a fire trail behind a fist.
It's either that or that dragon, that black dragon silhouette is, it's prison time for Mr. Rand there. Yeah.
Rand?
Yeah.
That's his name?
Yes. Oh, last name is Rand.
It's good to know. That is good to know. Doctor Who's back on the air.
Sure is.
Which is awesome. And as I was telling you earlier, for my friends in London, the friends I have, what I love most about Doctor Who is the American ignorance of world affairs and what's happening anywhere else. That show could be a documentary for all the people here. Like, a spaceship crashed into Big Ben? You'd think we would have heard about that. Wow, well. Wait, they got Pigman took a hospital to the moon? Damn.
Ojo, gojo, dojo, ojo.
How come our news isn't doing a better job telling us about these things? The Battle of Canary Wharf? Good lord.
It was there.
So, what we're doing today is kind of an odd one that even Campbell was like, I'm not sure what this is. It's, I think, I'm going to just call it the alternative medicine show. It's, we just have totally wrong-headed, different theories on shit from movies. Where it's like, everyone says one thing, but in our maturity, we kind of look at it and go, wait a minute, this is simply not the case. Right. It's kind of like how everyone thinks that...
Or immaturity in some cases.
Like, everyone thinks Gary and LaRusso are the heroes of those movies, but they're not.
See, Gary didn't make my notes because I'm not exactly sure Gary was supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't think he was supposed to be.
Anything other than, I don't think there's supposed to be one to root for in that thing. Except maybe the fat kid who's affable and easily, can easily communicate with the opposite sex, unlike Gary.
What about Karen? Is she?
No, because there's a little ambiguity there with, maybe she's done it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she's
probably been screwed by a bunch of guys.
Yeah, man.
Hope does that. Fuck Karen.
Fuck Karen.
You do the eyes so well at the end. Yeah. Isn't that right, man? Nah. Gary, man.
So I'm not sure about Gary as far as like a failed. I think he's dead on. It's just that
I think it's
a prequel to Killing Hookers.
It's a prequel to fucking...
A guy sat around in Israel and said, you know what am I going to do? I think I'll make a film...
That will be the unintentional prequel to Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer?
Right. What did Henry do before this? Maybe he was a child of means.
Yeah. Yes.
In California. And then this happened to him. Gets has to be. Otherwise, it's just a massive failure. Whereas LaRusso is a complete failure.
I think what it is that perhaps people are just misreading Gary and are acting like he's... They just identify with him for whatever reason. I don't know, because...
I don't know. That can't be. It just can't.
Because there are some people... You know there are losers out there who are like, no, he's so sympathetic looking at me.
I mean, I get Daniel LaRusso.
Yeah.
I understand. Okay, yeah.
That's
you have to dig a little deep and peel some layers away from the onion to get to where we've arrived.
LaRusso is just poorly written.
Right.
Because I'll challenge anyone. Like, I'll go toe-to-toe. Why did they move? Where's his father?
Oh, sure.
No, you don't have any answers to that.
It's a general script. Yeah. It's bad news.
But yet people
People love that shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Fucking Gary.
Fucking Gary. Yeah. So, I've got one that throws me now, given what I do for a living. There is one character who I've given a bad rap to my whole life who I realize, talking about a man who is doing their job and going above and beyond the call of duty to do their job, that gets painted as a bad guy, Ed Rooney.
Okay.
Principal from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
He's got a kid who is chronically truant. Yeah?
Yep, yep.
He sets out to find out whether he needs, and instead of just letting it go, he is so dedicated to getting this child in to get an education, he spends a whole day trying to find him. He gets torn up, steps in duty, he gets his nose bloodied and mussed and watered, and then has to sit next to a gross kid on a bus. Oh my God, sitting next to a kid on a bus.
Bus.
A bus. My God.
Kids.
What are we in, Cambodia?
Sitting.
Jeez. Ugh. But no, seriously, why is Ed Rooney a bad guy? Because he's trying to harsh some criminal. How many laws did Ferris Bueller... That car that he wrecked, because that was kind of his fault a little bit. Mm-hmm. It was like $500,000 car.
Little bit.
Yeah, law, no, entirely, directly. Yeah. Destruction of private property, vandalism, identity theft.
Bad lip syncing.
Yeah, bad... Do you think he paid for the food at that restaurant, or do you think that Abe Froman got stuck with that bill?
He did.
Oh, yeah. But no, we're just supposed to accept that this dedicated public... Now, I'm going to ask parents there. If your kid was skipping school and you had a principal who spent the entire day trying to track them down to get them to go to class, would you think they were a villain, or would you say, hey, thank you?
Yeah, and, you know, why don't they have a truant officer?
Exactly.
That's beside the point, I guess.
Yeah, that's... Well, we don't have truant officers.
Do you know?
Yeah. But still, man, that's going for it. That's doing his job.
We had one in Eagle Pass. I think I gave him a beer.
Yeah, but he did. That's because he lacked it. Ed Rooney wouldn't have been called off for a beer.
No.
Not at all.
No.
But no, we got to slam the guy. See? Dedicated educator.
Good. Good stuff.
Yeah, see? There it is.
That's good. There's a guy who played an educator, which he did, I guess, okay, even though I'm not a big fan of Dead Poets Society.
Oh, God.
But he did a good job in it for what he had to do, you know. I don't have a problem with him in that or his character in that film. So much as I have a character with him, a problem with his character in Hook. Okay. Or, as I call him, Nambla Pan.
I have not seen Hook since it was very new on VHS magnetic tape. Because, yeah, there was a little Nambla-ing with it.
Yes.
I'm going to stay here and have off with your granddaughter, Wendy.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't care how young he is. The fact that it's, like, your granddaughter, that's eerie.
It just didn't work at all for me. At all.
Yeah, and what was it about Nambla Pan that was most distasteful to you?
That he just is so un-Peter Pan-ish.
Yeah.
In any possible way.
Right.
You know, Peter Pan would probably grow up to look like, I don't know.
Iggy Pop?
Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
River Phoenix. Not Robin fucking Williams.
Yeah, yeah. I can see Iggy Pop might be
Peter
Pan.
Why do you forget? Just cause.
Because the screenwriter needed him to?
That one. Good answer.
No, that's not a good answer. That's the worst possible answer you could give to that question.
But that's
necessity of the plot.
Yeah. It just didn't work for me at all.
No.
I mean, the movie's hilarious. Don't get me wrong. And Dustin Hoffman is very good in it, and Hoskins is good as me and all that. It's other than that, it's a pain in the ass. I know a lot of people love that movie, but
a lot of people are stupid.
I think it's really funny. Not in the way they think it is.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you for believing. Bangarang.
Bangarang. Rufio. Rufio.
Rufio.
Rufio.
Rufio.
Oh.
And a lot of shots from the crotch cam.
Yeah.
Lots.
Rufio and I have the exact same birthday. Down to the year. I only know that because I'm an egotist, and I look at that shit on IMDb, and I found that one. I was like, oh, the fucking bang, boom, goes, yeah, bangarang! Rufio, can you crow?
it's a goddamn nightmare. Though, yeah, hey, that...
You have to believe in the food to eat it.
So much of it is part of the magic of the movie is supposed to be about Peter Pan.
Right.
And when he finally comes back, it just looks like...
Robin Williams. Looks like a furry monkey boy.
Yeah, just...
disturbing. Damn, it's hairy.
And all that money. All of that money for Julia Roberts as Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
My God, for the money.
A scene.
Yeah.
She wasn't really that sexy, even. I mean, come on. I mean, Christina Hendricks as Tinkerbell.
Yes, please.
In the original dress, and only in the original dress. I don't want fucking PG-13 Mary Martin nonsense. I want Tink to look like she does when she flies out over the Disney castle, dude.
Yeah. What up, Tink?
That's what I'm talking about. All right. So, since we're now officially filthy, I was thinking about this the other day. Naomi Watts in the ring, if she just left the videotape out there, no problems. No problem at all.
No. Got to kick that hive dead in the center, don't you? Don't you?
No, she's got to bring it back to the middle of the city and then throw it out the window of her high-rise apartment.
Right. Into a bus full of children.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
She'd left it, no problem. No problem.
No.
How many people are going to die because of her?
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a regular ghost story where it's always the dad going, it's nonsense, there's no noise going on, and no one gets hurt because it's a ghost.
She's
or
like,
whatever.
Something's happening.
No. This is a proactive, parasitic, demon child, ghost from beyond.
Yep.
Out to get your ass, and you just brought all of it right back home.
Yep.
Super.
Exactly. See?
So, yeah.
People don't think about these things.
I didn't give this enough thought.
No, you didn't.
I really didn't.
But don't worry, I've got a shitload here. So we're going to go through a couple of mine, then we get on to yours.
I've just got a couple of big ones.
Well, here's one for me. I enjoyed this film more than you did, but Inglourious Basterds, the bastards were entirely unnecessary and actually ended up costing a whole lot more people their lives.
Yes.
Like, that blonde lady doesn't die if it wasn't for them.
Yes.
Hitler still ends up dead. All the other guys end up dead, except that guy still would have gotten home to his kid.
Yep.
You know, he's celebrating. I'm having a child.
Yeah.
He's going to be strong.
We have Pepsi. There's lions.
So we're going to take him out. We're going to make movies, and it's going to be wonderful. Hold on a moment.
It is strudel.
It's not done yet. We're going to have some cutlets. It's wonderful. But yes, no, they don't show up.
No.
Things are better.
Mm-hmm.
Same as, had it not been for Stone Cold, how many fewer people would be dead?
Yeah, he's a really, really bad police officer.
Yeah.
John Stone business or Joe Huff business?
We're going to turn one killing, the killing of one man in a courthouse, into D-Day.
Yeah.
Yet you're the hero. Okay.
And double fail for the character of Mudfish, who has Lance Henderson's character of Chains Cooper on his bike. They meet up with Joe Huff in the middle of the courthouse.
Right.
Now, Henderson has a giant street-sweeping gun in his hand.
Right.
Looks over at Mudfish, I believe it's Mudfish or Greek or whoever, and says, take him, man, and walks off. And Joe Huff's there with a shotgun, and biker number 13 is there on a motorcycle and screams, die, motherfucker! Die! I know it's just a setup for a gag, you know, shoot him and he can hit the helicopter and explode.
Right.
But damn, man.
Uh-huh.
Give me some effort.
Yeah.
I'm going to run him down with my motorcycle.
My
wheel machine.
My wheel machine. In a hallway in a municipal court building.
Yeah. Not good. And the security of that place, really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, God, yes. I'm a priest. You can't check me. I got a rosary. That's what's sitting on tape. So who had the time to go in there and put a fucking Uzi underneath the seat? Did they just stop?
And why was Stone Cold not on top of that?
Yeah.
Seriously,
sweep the building maybe? I don't know.
That's the that is the worst policing in the history of everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question for my next one. Suppose I were to go into your hometown, kill your brother, steal his shoes. Who's the bad guy, me or you for wanting revenge?
You.
Oddly enough, Wicked Witch of the West doesn't get that much slack.
Yeah, no shit.
Dorothy rolls into town, kills her sister, first, boom, dead.
That's right.
Oh, now her shoes are mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then her bitch of a sister thinks that she has right to be a little upset about it.
Yep.
The hell is that?
Bullshit.
Seriously, that is, am I incorrect?
No, you're completely correct.
Yeah. Had you ever thought of it that way?
Yeah, she's told me about it.
Yeah.
When I say she, their listener, I mean my fiance in the back bedroom there.
No.
Just realized I'm pointing at nothing. I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. She did.
She did it. The ethereal she.
Yeah.
As Clarkson was referring to Gaia.
Yes.
Mother Earth had imparted this
as
wisdom.
As I often want to
as
do.
As you often want to do, of course. But yeah, that's bullshit. That's all I can say. That is some fucking ham-fisted nonsensory.
That is complete horseshit.
Well, it's kind of like, why were we supposed to be so upset about the Mutant Registration Act in X-Files? You can literally blow up a building with your mind.
X-Men, yeah.
Why should we? What did I say?
X-Files.
X-Men. What? You can shoot lasers with your eyes.
You can control and manipulate magnetic fields. Yeah. That means you can control the globe.
Yeah.
We kind of want to know where you are.
Yeah.
There. Eric?
Yeah, we're just asking for you to tell us. We're not telling you have to live in a camp or get anything. We just want to know where you are. I think that the more I think about it, it's oddly reasonable.
It's perfect sense to me.
Yeah. There's like, there are people out there who want to ban shotguns, but a guy who can set you on fire with his mind, no.
Puts things in perspective.
We have to allow things.
He's a failed character. Now, we were talking about action movies.
Right. They're,
well, an action movie.
Uh-huh.
In Stone Cold. You notice in Cobra, and of course no one's watched Cobra more than... Sly hasn't watched Cobra more than I have.
No, he's not.
The bad guy's entire pathos, if you will, for his new world. I mean, that's his raison d'etre. He's starting a new world.
Right.
The way of the new world. He has a group and a cult with an axe hand.
Hatchet gang and shit.
And they clang the axes together and he rattles off some propaganda and cling cling. But apparently the way of the new world starts with killing pretty chicks.
Is that a world you want to be part of?
I don't want
to. No.
No, not at all. No. Of all the things to kill,
I really want a picture. I like, to me, the poster for this episode needs to be the expression that was just
what the hell?
Yeah, the most.
But I mean, yeah, normally I can kind of, you know, look for the bad guy side and deal with it in a entertaining kind of way. But
we have to kill a lot of hot chicks for this.
The way the new world starts with killing all these chicks and hand me Dollface, my girlfriend. She'll be the mother of the movement. No.
Hammy Dollface.
Hammy Dollface. See her in the film. You'll say, well, that's Hammy Dollface.
All right, then.
So, there.
So, speaking of with that, is HAL 9000 a bad guy?
No.
Because he wasn't murdering just for grins. That was self-preservation.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, that was Alien.
Yes.
Except we were the ones trying to...
No. It's not Hal's fault.
No, it's not. Hal's a good guy. Well, not a good guy, but not a bad guy.
Not anything.
Yeah, he's just sort of there.
Yeah.
Have you seen Con Air?
Yes.
Had John Cusack stayed out of it, there would have been a lot less damage done, wouldn't there?
Yeah. Far alone.
A considerable amount less damage had he just left it alone and let N. Cage take care of the deal.
Yeah.
Muscly, mulleted Nicolas Cage take care of this.
That's right.
But no. Can't have that.
Tom Cruise in Legends, pretty awful, too.
I never made it to the end of that, dude. You just kept falling asleep. It's like Willow. I tried to watch
it. It's like
that
everything
a bunch
he does, is everyone else kind of figures it out for him. He's just looking through the door. I don't understand. What's the devil saying again? It's always the elves are like, no, if the sun still shines, we can still kill him. Oh, so I should get these big plates to reflect then? Yeah.
Do that, Tom.
You know, just kind of amazed and concerned. And he fucks everything up by taking her out, taking Mia Sara's character out to begin with. I mean, the whole thing.
I still would take Mia Sara.
Well, so would I. You know, fuck you, Tim Curry, and your giant horns.
How about characters who make everything worse? Is there a single Harry Potter movie that honestly would have happened had Harry not been there to make the bad shit happen? Like the first one, that we got this shit locked down, it's fine. But no, Harry goes after it for no reason.
Yes.
All that his going after it does is make it possible for the bad guy to get the thing.
Yeah.
You know, the second one, kind of, but Harry's there to get fucked. Like, seriously, everything happens because of Harry.
That's right.
He just stayed away. If he just stayed under the stairs like the unwanted little bitch that he is. Unwanted.
No one wanted him.
Just stay home with your backwards sig rune on your face. Oh, yeah, I know what that is, Harry. I know what that is.
Sleeping under the stairs, eating what was left. You know, taking care of the people who gave you a home. I'm not going to go that far, but he caused some trouble just because he had to be a little shit here.
Yeah, yeah.
All the time.
And I know I've mentioned the Porky thing before, but it's true.
Porky's, well, that's one
It's true, and it's one of the most blatant ones where you can see as a kid, you had no idea. You didn't consider it until you get older and go, wait a goddamn minute.
Well, like Ed Rooney. It's exactly Ed Rooney, except with...
This guy has a business to run
and
doesn't need your prepubescent bullshit. Coming in here, he can't old enough to buy a drink, much less get laid. Yeah, fucking inbreds.
And did Porky say leave and never ever come back?
Of course not.
He said come back when you're old enough.
When you're old enough, we'll take your money just like the rest of these people.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
We have to.
My eye dotted. That does not translate into tearing down his business into the bayou.
Well, and even if they didn't like him, we talked about this before. A bunch of waitresses ain't making rent that month.
That's right. That's right.
You know? Exactly. What the hell?
Probably a cook. Not to mention all the whores.
Yeah.
Whores got to eat, too.
Mm-hmm.
Whore cake.
That'd be like going to Starbucks and they're out of French roast, so you burn it to the ground.
Yeah.
Really?
They hit you in the shins, so you just take the entire espresso machine and dump it on some poor little kid while you're on at classes. Ha-ha, fucker! No. It's bullshit.
We've talked about Oscar Schindler.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I could have done more.
I just realized I could have done
more. Wait a minute. What the hell?
I just realized it right now. Thank you. Think that all of you in this factory. I just reminded that I could have sold my car and my ring and my club. If it only had been for my... fabulous, fabulous lifestyle.
Had it not been for this luxurious lap that I've been curled up in.
Irvin and all of his friends, too.
But what am I going to do? Have an off-year car?
Yeah, no. It can't happen.
Am I going to wear second socks? Come on now.
Yeah. I brought this up to Nicole earlier, and she said, well, he'd have to maintain the appearance.
Bullshit.
I said, well, maybe. And someone might broach it that way, but they don't have a show.
Yeah. So... get your own microphone, baby.
That's right.
Not Nicole, but people out there who think that, but Nicole.
Stereo daddy.
How about the T-800? I've always wondered from the first Terminator, why didn't they just send him back and kill Sarah Connor's mom when she was pregnant?
Oops.
Nip it in the bud.
Yeah, yeah.
From the word get-go.
I don't know. There's a failed character. Christian Bale in that last Terminator movie.
Right.
Holy Moses.
He just grits his teeth and screams.
Bad, bad, bad news.
I tried watching that with the riff tracks, but I kept falling asleep when he jumps into the water and gets picked up by a submarine, and then suddenly... like, what's weird is that there's, like, suddenly eight dudes at the table with him.
Right.
What the fuck is that?
No.
That doesn't... I don't understand this. Mm-mm. But hey, man. I'm not, whoever directed that,
McGee.
How can you be an adult? Like, no, call me McGee.
I'm McGee.
Yeah, McGee.
Yeah, you kind of like the old Sting joke.
Yeah.
You know, call me Sting. All right.
Call me Captain Morgan.
Ah, yes. Olive Garden. Everyone calls me Captain Morgan. All right. Whatever his name was. Dwayne.
And then didn't you start calling him?
Fucked on national TV, Dwayne.
How about the most insane overreaction? And I'm probably the only person who's thought about this movie in ages. Daredevil. Oh. He murders a man. He murders a guy because he didn't win the case. He didn't do his job as a lawyer.
Right.
He lost the case, and
you didn't prove enough. You didn't put up enough of a case, enough evidence for the court to do its job. So therefore,
you use a train to cut the guy in half. I'm not saying he didn't deserve it,
sure,
but I'm saying you kind of dropped the ball, and
yeah.
And then you killed him. Seriously, he murdered him.
Yes,
and he intended to murder him. That wasn't some accident.
Yeah.
Wait for the train, baby. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. There's a bunch as far as superheroes go. Spider-Man and Spider-Man 3, almost completely.
Oh, yeah.
Just a complete failure.
Oh, yeah.
Complete failure.
Totally.
Superman
2.
Oh, Superman, you mean Returns?
Oh, well, no. We'll go into Returns in a second. Superman 2, hot dog stealing.
Oh, yeah.
Like petty.
That's not a failed character. It's just these little things you go,
what?
Wait a minute.
He just went and beat up some trucker.
With powers like no mortal could possibly possess. Why would you do that, Cal?
Yeah, just let me go whip this guy's ass because he embarrassed me a little bit.
Steal hot dogs. Okay, all right.
Because he did steal hot dogs.
He stole
right.
Hot dogs.
He stole them, period.
It's fact.
Yeah.
And then, when he finally reveals himself, the sky's the limit. Okay, fine. Sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Comes back, groceries. I don't see any shorts on, I don't see any pockets on that suit. You have a wallet there? Somebody's down one bird of paradise and whatever the hell. Champagne, glasses.
Do you think that there's a possibility they floated it to him because he was Supes?
No.
No?
He came flying with the fucking bag of groceries. Not like he walked out of the back from, like, you know, his walk-in or whatever.
But he got a bag. That's the thing. It was a bag.
He probably stole a bag of shit from somebody.
Actually, what's funny is I could imagine Superman walking in. It'd be like me. My cousin, Bob Clendenin, was in this Burger King commercial back in the day. Bob Clendenin, you would recognize him if you saw him. For those who are, he's on Cougar Town. He's the guy that they're mean to. That's the only way to describe it. He's been on that 70s show. He was on Good Morning Miami. He's all over the place. He played Dr. Seltzer on Scrubs. Really, check him out. That's all I'm saying. But he was in this Burger King commercial when they were doing the whole Black Angus thing. And it was the office folks. And he's playing a guy from, like, the mailroom who's standing there with a burger. And a guy walks up to him. He's like, hey. They're, like, a bunch of guys standing around telling jokes. And this little office dweeb comes up and laughs at the end of the joke. Hey, I think you got my Angus burger. And Bobby stares at him and takes a massive bite out of it and then hands it to him. And what are the odds that Superman just flew into, like, a specs and just picked up a bag and stared at someone and put all the shit in it while just looking at him?
It'd be an interesting short.
Yeah.
It's him, like, wherever the closest place is. Of course, he can fly at the speed of light, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Shows up, and some guy's just walking out, and he just pushes the guy down. Not even, like, a super push.
Yeah.
Just like...
Or he lands in front of the guy. Actually, if he lands in front of that guy, he's like, so I see you got a champagne and stuff. Yeah. Pause.
Mm-hmm.
Pause. Ba-boom! And he flies off with...
I'll take that bird of paradise, too.
I'll be having this.
I'll be having this.
That, yeah. Totally. Yeah. Totally could be.
Nuclear Man and Spider-Man... Well, Spider-Man. Superman...
Nuclear Man.
3. 4, excuse me.
Which they changed for some reason.
It's not really a failed character so much as it never... It didn't have a chance to fail.
Stupid character.
It's just dumb.
Well, and also... Did we ever stop to think what would happen if you sent all that kind of nuclear power into the sun? I'm not saying
somebody didn't.
Necessarily anything bad would happen, but I don't think it would just be, oh, well. You know, right. Even if they, because they'd probably detonate before they hit the surface, then be a massive cloud of radiation getting blasted in the opposite direction. That's got to land somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in space, so it's never going to stop.
That's true.
A cloud of radiation. Mm-hmm. And guess what? It's probably going to head back in a straight fucking line.
Yeah.
Faster than it went, like a baseball getting smacked right at us.
Well, they just don't take their time to consider things.
No, why would they?
Well, they make things up as they go along, like fucking Yoda.
Yes, oh god, yes. Now,
you ever seen Merlin and Excalibur?
Mm-mm.
He makes the, he's like, oh yeah, oh, yes, that's the idea, there's dragons everywhere, yeah, that's it. His character's meant to, you know, because he's living backwards through time, like, yeah, that's it, I'm making that up, yeah, right. That's how it goes. It's, you know, kind of adorable and... Uh-huh. Charming of the character. Not Yoda. Oh, yeah. No. Sexless little fuck. Just makes shit up as he goes along to suit his interest. He
right.
is George Lucas. He makes shit up as he goes along, and when someone questions him on it, he goes, oh, no. You couldn't possibly understand. You couldn't possibly understand. Leads to suffering and blah, blah. Down the dark side. The veil of the dark side has fallen. Has it?
Has it?
One guy's got you snowed.
Yeah.
One dude. Granted, that dude will then have a mighty empire of 20 years
yeah.
or so. That sucks, too. But what the fuck? totally make a ship as he goes along. Totally. Well, you're too young to be in the training. He's your only hope. No, he's not. There's another. Well, she's fucking older than he is.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That's true. And while we're on this, he did start... How long does it take to train a Jedi? Apparently an afternoon.
Right. Because they got younglings and shit. They got to start from when they're six and stuff. Yeah. No. Not Luke. It's no big deal.
Yeah, Luke had an afternoon of floating rocks.
Right.
Then,
about it. Really?
And also, here's one that I'm wondering.
He walked through that cave.
He walked through the cave. But also, are we not led to believe through the way this shit is done that the Force choke is a bad guy thing?
Oh, yeah. Do it all the time.
Let me ask you a question. What's the first thing Luke does in Jedi?
Chokes out the Grimorian Guard.
Chokes out two at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's nothing. Now, what were those guards doing?
Nothing. Guarding.
Their job.
That's right.
And Luke, could he have just mind-tricked past them?
Probably.
Of course he could have.
They're simple.
But no, he's got to come in Mr. Big Dick swinging. Choking pigs because he can.
Matching brown with black?
Yeah, what the shit?
Fuck, dude. You've already committed to the whole black cool outfit. Go for the fucking gusto.
Yep. But no, got to come in and choke a pig. Which, that just seems mean-spirited.
Yes.
Pigs seem cool to me.
Yeah. They seem all right.
They seem like right fellows. I mean, honestly.
What, trenchermen? They probably enjoy a good time.
What's the gain? What's your angle on this?
Yeah.
Sir. But no. So since we've opened the Star Wars...
Let's go for it.
...cask, let's talk the incompetence of the Empire. And I'm not talking, ooh, stormtroopers can't shoot straight.
No.
Captain Nita, was that the dude that he got choked out first? The first person we saw?
Yes.
I don't even... Yeah. Fucking Vader walks in, and he always says, shut up, you stupid fucking Jew. Because he insults the guy's religion. That's what he does. He insults the dude's religion.
I think
religion.
That's Nita. I think Nita's an Empire.
Might have been somebody else, but
whoever.
The first dude that
the guy
chokes,
with the weird haircut.
He walks in, he's like, I don't have time for your crap. And then mocks his religion, you papist scumbag.
Yeah.
And then boom, you get choked. That's you right. Didn't know that he could do that? Everyone else seems to be aware that Vader can choke you like he's opening a can of Fresca.
Yeah, and when the fuck did fucking Moff Tarkin come walking in, Tarkin, whatever his name is, come walking in the middle of this equation?
Yeah.
Like he could fucking keep Vader on a leash.
Yeah.
You know what? Shut the fuck up, Cushing.
Yeah. Oh, if Vader had backhanded him, not force backhanded, I'm talking leather metal hand across old flabby face. That would have been awesome.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's another
fucking
one.
Obi-Wan. God.
If you strike me down, I'll become OnStar. I mean, more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
The ball-droppingest motherfucker in the history of the galaxy?
Yeah.
Drop more balls than puberty. I was waiting for you to get that one. Yeah. He seriously. No, yeah, I can train him. Or not.
Yeah, I'll have lies by omission of the entire thing. I won't tell him the really going on, which will probably help him prepare for what's going to face that.
I technically didn't lie to you. It's because we technically didn't think about Vader being your father till long after the first one was done.
Whoops.
But let's not us think about that right now.
No.
Little retcon in that one. No! And R2-D2 can no longer fly, so let's pretend that never happened. No, Obi-Wan dropped the shit out of that ball.
He sure did.
But no, here's the thing from the Empire being idiots. Early on, they're trying to find plans that have been stolen, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you were to steal some plans that you wanted to get rid of, where would you put them?
Plan box?
Yeah, plan box. I'd maybe, if only there was a pod that could be used to escape.
Well, yeah.
I'd put them on an escape pod and launch them off. You have some fucking gunner who looks at it and goes, the escape pod got launched. Now there's no life on it. Probably a malfunction. Let it go. Do plans have a pulse?
Yeah, no.
No, they've got tractor beams. Could have used that, or you could have just blasted it out of the sky.
That's right. No problem.
Problem solved. Problem solved.
Case closed, dude.
Yeah. Movie's over before we even need to get into all the other stuff. And all I'm saying with that, as much as I like the originals, it would have prevented the prequels.
Yeah, it's true.
One guy fires one shot. Then we know bitchy farm boys. No incest.
No blue milk for breakfast.
Yeah, blue milk. There's no Ewoks.
Mm-hmm.
No Gungans. No pod racing.
Nothing.
All because one jackass
right.
Can't squeeze the trigger to shoot it. Nothing. That's all but target practice.
And so this doesn't have anything to do with the failed character so much as just holes that we're pointing out here.
Uh-huh.
So Empire, total clone army, and then
some kind of hierarchy of different people?
Yes, yeah.
Or did they all get killed before the time of
Not
the New
really
Hope?
Sure.
So they all have different people.
I don't know.
Because if they had clones, they wouldn't need other people.
No,
and they wouldn't be fucking back-talking the Enforcer.
No, they wouldn't.
Just saying.
Nope. Although this does bring a funny...
Are they just the troops? And
I think that's what it is. So Brian was using scenes from Star Wars to like illustrate archetypes and heroes and shit like that. Mm. And he's watching it with a class using the subtitles. There's a line of dialogue from that's like the greatest bit of improv ever. When Obi-Wan's shutting off the tractor beam, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those two stormtroopers are there, and he does and they look around. What's that over there? One of them says to the other, have you seen the new T-17? Oh, no, I hadn't. Yeah, well, fellow's talking about it. It's quite the thing to see. What the shit? And somebody had to sit there and go,
quite the thing to see.
Really? I'm getting paid for this, right? Oh, thank awesome. God. Fucking amazing is what it is.
See.
It's amazing.
It is.
Quite the thing to see. Though, speaking of this, I still think the one that everyone forgets is Princess Leia is the most incompetent sociopath ever. For two reasons. First off, do you remember the morning of September 11th?
Sure.
Do you remember kind of feeling like you were walking through lukewarm water and bubble gum? You know, like the ground was made out of chewed gum. Like, I can't see it.
Absolutely.
That was after watching 3,000 people die.
Mm-hmm.
She watched her entire planet get destroyed.
That's right.
And she's slightly upset for a minute. Next time you see her, she's bitching. Aren't you little short to be served? I would have been curled up in the fetal position for about a day at least going, but my stuff was there. Even if I didn't care about the people, I'd be like, I'm never going to have my grandpa's watch.
Right.
Nothing. My lips had not a tear, not a look of...
All her records gone.
Yeah, all of them. Her fucking hard drive with what, you know... She probably had like a remix of... But that's gone. That's gone. Their early stuff, the unplugged version of that.
Right.
Where it's all slow and moody and the guy from Nickelback is singing on it because that's what he does.
Not probably even the single of... Ooh, that!
You know.
No, that was new.
That was the Nickelback song.
Right.
It was originally done. That's
Joe Cocker version.
That's how it was. I was going for a little more Nickelback on that. I'm on a Nickelback. My record's skipping on Nickelback for some reason now. I'm just locked.
You're stuck on horrible. Yeah.
Dialed in on that one right now. Just picturing that guy with the long blonde hair. Being a rock star.
The only rock star in the history of rock stardom to look like Cuddly Dudley from Bozo the Clown.
That one? Yes, yeah. That one. That one precisely, sir.
Cuddly. Shut the fuck up.
But now let's get on to Leia's incompetence.
Yes. So we cheered off to Chad Kroeger.
We've escaped the belly of the beast.
Yeah.
Now let's go directly to our secret. Let's not stop somewhere and change vehicles.
No.
Let's not pretend to be refugees on another ship and move around. No, we'll fly directly there.
Mm-hmm.
Directly, nonstop. It's Leia's fault. It's Leia's fault. Porkins died a sweaty ham stinking death because of Leia.
That's right.
Entirely. And while we're at it, why did they wait for the moon to clear a planet that they could have destroyed?
Yeah, no shit. Can't step on a gas?
Hell, blow the planet up, the moon loses its gravity and goes tumbling off into the void of space, they all fucking die.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just shoot it again.
Yeah.
Well, you only got a certain number of bullets on that thing?
No, I bet that guy with the big helmet just agrees.
Yeah.
That
was a really good imitation
of
that shit, man.
It's nothing without the hand.
Stay
on target.
I would have destroyed that shit.
Yeah.
Seriously. Absolutely. Also, now let's do another jump back here, too. This is going back on the Ed Rooney track.
Boba Fett is really bad at his job.
Boba Fett is pretty bad at his job.
Like, he got a lot.
He got killed
by... Boba Fett was really cool. Boba Fett's really cool. Ooh, Boba Fett.
He got killed by a blind guy.
Owned.
By a blind.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
His dad? Super owned.
Yeah. I told you what would have made that scene so worthwhile when little Boba holds up the helmet, if his head would have fallen out.
Yeah, that would have been.
That would have been the great. I would have never. They would still be in the theater.
Yeah, you'd have from to how many rope times it off and bring it. You meals. Yeah.
It just fell again. It just fell out.
I felt the same way about when Mace Windu got out the window. Mace Windu. I love that.
Why doesn't Lucas open a subsidiary company that sells like energy efficient green windows and call it Mace Windows?
I don't know. He should.
And then make like alternative energy bricks and shit that'll insulate your house and call them Masonry Windu. See, I'm full of ideas. Masonry and windows. See, right there. That's $1 billion.
Taco cakes for all.
Hear me just totally spin off the fucking rails. Hold on a minute. No, hear me out. Hear me out. Why was Nurse Ratched a bad guy?
She's not.
She's doing her fucking job. Have you ever been in an insane asylum?
Yeah.
I worked one when I was in college. Yeah, I was briefly a social work major. Because I wanted to go into clinical social work. Yeah. I've been around the crazies. And you've got to treat them kind of like she did. Yeah, so some guy brings in hookers. Some kid gets off, and then she's like, I'm going to have to tell your mom. You don't have to. Yeah, I do. Being in a position like that, is like even as a teacher, there's like when it's I'm going to have to tell. Oh, you don't have to tell someone. Yes, I do. You've got a big bruise on your arm that you claim you got when you ran into a door. I have to report this.
Yeah.
That's not like a choice. I've got to.
Right.
This woman's doing her job, which is a thankless fucking gig, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And, no love.
Yeah. Fucking, Skeetman Carruthers' character in The Shining.
Yeah.
He's psychic.
Yeah.
He doesn't know something's a fucking wrong. Oh well, yeah, that guy, that caretaker, he killed his family with an axe.
But
and his spirit still haunts the place because I know because I have the second sight.
Your dad probably won't though. You'll be fine.
But you'll be all right. Alcoholic? No problem. No problem. What could possibly go wrong here? Wait, is that you, Doc? Or is that my picture of a naked black lady in front of over my bed? That's all gonna be. No, that's Doc. I'm going to go over there and get the fucking a big axe buried in my back.
Honestly, at that point, I would not be good as a character like that because I think it was just like I had a bad hoagie before I went to bed.
Yeah, that Frito Pies made my tummy sour because I'm damn sure not going out there. Sorry, kid. You're axed real good.
Yeah, I'd have another couple of beers. And what good did
Papa Xanax and take a snooze.
What good did his presence do?
None at all.
None at all.
He walked in and said, "You want some ice cream? You got some powers like me? Run for your fucking life!"
He runs through and goes, "Wait a minute!" Boom, yeah. Boom, dead. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that terrible. Was unfortunate, wasn't it?
Terrible.
Yeah. RoboCop was not particularly good at his job.
No, not at all.
There's a scene where he knocks a gun out of a guy's hand and just whoever ends up with that's fine.
That's something.
Some drugged out douchebag with a bolo tie and a mullet dancing with a pistol all of a sudden. RoboCop does nothing.
Yeah.
He destroyed a convenience store.
Yeah.
I mean, he straight up trashed it. Mm-hmm. Instead of waiting for him to leave or just walking in and gatting every one of them in the head.
Yep.
He trashes it. That poor guy's going to have to. What kind of insurance is he at? Is the insurance going to cover that? Is he going to have to file with the cops to get that money back? Because you know that'll take forever.
No.
Why don't you just burn the place down? Jesus.
Yeah. It's true.
That's all I'm saying. Speaking of, here's a movie that we haven't talked about in a long time. But there's a character who's given a huge pass.
Firewalker.
Is that a movie?
Chuck Norris.
Oh,
Louis Gossett Jr.
Oh,
Sonny Landham. Would expect me to rattle off that information.
Sorry, I really did not. Am I supposed to think Jake Sully in Avatar is anything other than the worst human being ever?
No. Well, yes, by Cameron's point of view.
Yeah, by Cameron's point of view, like I'm going to come in and fuck over this group of natives bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
And after I have personally led to the destruction of the Whoville tree... I'm going to develop a conscience. I'm going to tell them precisely how to destroy your most sacred monument.
We better camouflage this chopper, too. Yeah. That way they won't know. And while you're flying the chopper, put some war paint on, too, will you? Because that's what Indians do, right, James?
Fucking asshole. Although I still stand by the Michelle Rodriguez. I didn't sign up for this. Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did. You really did. Here's the contract. Yeah. I think it's actually here on it the fucking timeline.
Yeah, you actually have an item on here. Item 7, yeah. Subsection B, genocide.
It's right. That's here.
And after that, it says, this is exactly what you've signed up to do.
That's right.
Period.
Yeah.
Sign by the
here,
way,
initial here, initial here.
By the way, I do mean commit genocide.
Yeah.
We need your initial and a thumbprint next to that.
Are there going to be two more sequels to this?
I hope
of the
not.
Same shit?
Probably will be, and then you won't be able to escape it. Like, I stopped buying Coca-Cola products because I haven't in years.
Right.
But also because they had Avatar on every goddamn can of Coke.
Did they?
Diet Coke.
Oh, that's right.
Coke Zero, Coca-Rope, Coca-Racha.
Coca-Roco.
Coca-Roca. Yeah, anything that...
Rococo.
Rook. Wow. Rattan Furniture.
That's right.
Speaking of...
That's right.
By the way, these chairs are eminently more comfortable.
Well, yes.
I'm serious. Like, yeah. That alone.
Jail mats were more comfortable than
you're just getting chairs. Married for the fucking comfortable furniture, aren't right. you?
Yeah, that's
you're getting
true.
Married just to class the place up a notch.
It's true. It's true.
This is the first time we've ever recorded as a duo on a different table.
It's a red letter day.
It is a red. It is. You guys are hearing Bullet. The film thugs. Point two.
To Rattan.
There's a beer. Boulevard Beer has a bully porter, and the picture is a British bulldog with a monocle. It's like the greatest thing ever. So I was like, oh,
bully for you. Bully.
I love dags. Fucking love them. I still want to own a British bulldog named Winston.
That's a good, honest dream.
Mine would either be named Winston Thatcher or Margaret Churchill.
Not the Falklands?
No, not the Falklands, yes. Winston Falkland
Thatcher.
Thatcher.
I would name mine Tory.
And nice. All I would have would be a bunch of, like, chew toy rubber cigars.
Mm-hmm.
And that dog would have a monocle attached to it.
Yeah.
Period. People would walk in. I'd train it to just stand by the door. I'd have like a remote control yeah. button to open the door if someone ever knocked, and it would just pop open, and there'd be Winston staring at
him. Name one of them Prime Minister Cameron and bitch at it for being so middling.
Wow.
You know.
Actually,
giving it out both ways here, people.
I would have one named Benjamin Disraeli.
Yes.
Yes. Because that would make perfect sense.
I'd name one Smee. Just so I could scream out Smee.
Smee!
Yeah.
Awesome. So, yes, Avatar. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
You know what else is bullshit? It's fucking Superman and Superman Returns.
Oh, yeah.
I know I covered this ground or the comic book thing.
Well, but let's discuss some more.
A lot drunker.
Really?
That was
as opposed to not drunk at all. Yeah.
That was back in our Katie Bar the Door days.
Yeah. Apparently.
Where you could just hear by the fourth show we recorded that. Another problem I had with that.
The original intent of the show was, let's see, just sit around and do exactly what we used to do. Yeah. Get blind drunk and talk about movies.
Blind stinking drunk.
The thing is, it's not very good to listen to.
Not really, no.
So we kind of backed off and all that.
You know, that's not a problem with. He
can't. You can't. Listen, well, that movie is not good.
Good times.
So,
good times. But yes, the problems with Superman
and
that.
Here's the number one problem.
Are massive. Go. Riff, baby. Vamp.
He would have never left in the first place.
Yes. There was really no reason for him to have left.
No.
More than
his
any.
His dad told him.
Yeah.
Look, you're the last son of a dead world. I'm your father, blah, blah, blah. All the information to Krypton, all the information his father ever had, all the information to the planet. He said, look, son, we're gone. You're it. Maybe he was joshing.
Well, here's,
I'll take a rocket
here's
ship.
A bigger problem that I have. When he gets back to Krypton, that sun changed color?
Oh, yeah. No powers in rubble.
Yeah.
He would literally... Singer shot, like...
$10 million worth of footage or some shit about him going back to old Krypton without powers in a spacesuit. And he said, oh, well, we'll show that when he comes back and it's re-released in theaters. Hardy fucking hard there, Bri.
Released in theaters.
Yeah.
With bonus footage directed by Fred Durst.
Who's directed a movie, by the way, The Education of Charlie Banks.
Great.
But he wouldn't have left. That doesn't make sense at all. His bastard child.
Yeah, now he's a deadbeat dad.
He's and a stalker.
And a stalker.
Yeah.
He's a fucking stalker. There's no other way around that shit.
Uh-huh.
A mopey stalker.
Although I will say, Brandon Rouse seems like a right fella. He seems like a decent chap.
Sure.
He kind of got a raw deal with that one.
And did you know that in Mitchell's script, they had him where he came back to Earth, and he didn't want to be Superman. He wasn't going to be Superman again.
That didn't make sense.
Like, no, I'm not going to get involved. So when he's in the bar, which is another fucking thing. Why is he at the bar?
Yeah.
I never drank and fly. I think you do. Because you had yourself a Budweiser before you went to that plane.
Yeah.
He's watching the plane, and he looks over. And he's like, what do I do? No. Old Superman, not what I... he'd already be gone.
Yeah.
He's thinking about it.
Bullshit.
He does need a few minutes to get the old brain box around it. But, you know, hey, that's how that goes, man. But
there's a lot of problems.
Actually, let's step to another thing. He's flying above the Earth listening to every crime happening.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He could stop
a bank that's insured.
Kidnapping, a rape, you know, murder.
Genocide,
a wife getting beat up. No, don't have time for that. Then, he just happens to be there to keep Parker Posey from dying in a car accident, which I'm opposed to.
Yeah.
Not that I hate Parker Posey, but I just wouldn't be broken up about it.
Yeah.
Does that make me a bad person?
Yes.
No.
I don't know. Whatever you think.
Parker Posey in Waiting for Guffman or Best in Show or... Was she in Mighty Wind? She probably was.
Yeah, I don't
know. Whatever. Then, yeah, I'm opposed to her getting injured. But, you know, fucking the party girl shit that she did, I could take or leave.
No.
Take or leave.
Luthor isn't so much a failed character as is a poorly written, bad acted part. Just really painfully bad.
Thing about that movie was the trailer.
Yeah, it looked like some kind of iconic... Like, I'm so excited about it.
Oh, hell yeah.
When I walked in a theater, I remember saying, oh, man, that was cool. That was so cool. Yeah. And then I started thinking about it.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, the worm turned.
Luthor didn't make sense in that.
No.
Why would... He was rich as hell. Yeah. Had that awesome train set. That was an awesome train set. And now I'm going to make land for some...
Donner made his Luthor so original Luthor in the original Donner movies so much more of like a con man, slimy carny kind of, you know, just get rich quick scheme guy rather than I have a problem with you being on this planet and not sharing any of your technology and coming here and thinking we're doing something wrong.
Yeah,
you know, it's a reason to.
Goddamn raison d'etre.
Yeah, purpose behind and a reasoning behind why he didn't like Superman, and here's why. This guy, I just want to make some land. See, land. And doesn't think about all the collateral damage that could happen. I'm going to live here. My apartment will be here. That's one for my friends. Oh, yeah? How are you going to get fucking lumber out there, genius, when the whole world wants you dead now because of what you've done? Goddamn, that script is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, the worse it gets.
What else do you have on yours? Because I've only got... Oh, actually, no, hold on. I have one. And I'm going to sound like such a cock for this. Thelma and Louise found a truck driver offensive, so they blew up his truck. Yeah. He was kind of a sexist pig, so they ended his livelihood.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying what he did was right, but he was kind of obnoxious. You don't fucking end it. You don't know if he's got a wife and kid who are going to be hungry now because you got a little bug up your ass and decided to blow up his fuel truck.
Maybe he's just going through a bad patch.
Yeah. Or maybe he's just a dick.
Yeah, but that's not a reason to take a man's livelihood.
Exactly.
Not enough reason to steal food from his... Maybe he's divorced and paying child support. Where's that child support coming from now? Yeah.
Maybe he's frustrated with life and...
Maybe that kid should just jump off into a canyon with you broads.
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's all we can do now. Yeah. That seems like someone writing the script went, what do you do?
Don't know how to end a scene? Just end it.
Tell them it's Brave. But imagine that were a buddy film.
Yeah.
Oh, we're just going to hold hands and drive off. Actually, that's hilarious.
if that's how Lethal Weapon had ended, Danny Glover and Mel Gibson holding hands.
The saxophone music and the guitar music play together.
Weedly, weedly, weedly. Boom.
Yeah. I'm too old for this shit.
And then it freeze frames.
Right.
Weedly, weedly, I've only got a big one left.
Go ahead.
How many do you have left?
I loosed all my fire with Yoda.
Here is a character that is, to me, like a great adventurer, but really shit at his job. Indiana Jones is a bad archaeologist.
He really is.
We are talking about a job where if you can find, like, a third of a vase, mm-hmm. then you get to shut down 10 miles and dig shit up and brush it off.
The amount of field notes alone for that.
Yeah.
That go into that.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Yeah.
He finds the cross of Coronado and is like, I'll just stick it in my pants and go back to the museum. No.
No.
A lot more goes into this.
Well, let's look at the first thing we see him do. He stumbles on an ancient layer with functional technology.
Right.
And he destroys it for maybe $5,000 worth of gold.
Right.
Let's be clear. He destroyed that. You know, then he... Seriously, just the amount of historical artifacts that were leveled at his feet is staggering.
Right.
You know, Wednesday, May 7th.
Yeah, his field notes. What are his field notes?
1943. Like? Trashed a giant Egyptian temple today.
Yeah.
But I found a really neat thing.
Day 45. I just discovered an ancient site of the Holy Grail in Petra. Also, met an immortal knight. Got the cup, but that place is trashed.
Yeah, nothing left.
Nothing left. Day 47. Man, I've killed a lot of Germans.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think I'll ever be able to sleep again.
I'm still no closer to my father. By the way, I shot that Kraut dead.
Face to face with Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah.
But seriously, look at the amount of shit he personally destroys. I know shit all about, you know, Quetzalcoatl or wherever the fuck he ended up. I know enough to say, hey, I'm not going to stomp through these ruins.
Yeah. Day 4012. I can't believe I'm in this stupid movie with extra-dimensional creatures.
Why the fuck am I in Area 51?
Why am I here? Why am I in a fridge?
Day 4072. My thyroid's acting up something fierce.
Did you ever?
Why can't I get out of bed?
And go. That actually happened.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I had a dream.
Yeah. It's like a fever.
Like, no.
I wish I'd kept the text conversation you and I had while I was watching it. So I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Just wait.
Just wait till the monkeys. What monkeys? Oh, you'll see.
You'll see. You will be. You are. You know, I'm gonna go bust into a. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, oh my god, he just knocked that fucking, that Egyptian thing through the wall. He just destroyed how many centuries of hieroglyphics?
Mm-hmm. Venice? That's Venice, man. Fuck up Egypt all you want. That's fucking Europe.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Exactly. He really did, like, just with abandon. That first temple, though, man, he got working booby traps.
Yeah. Thousands of years old.
And instead of saying, we'll come back.
Right.
We'll come back with a whole crew. We'll give these Indians, I don't know, whistles.
It's their property probably anyway.
Whatever they like, whatever toys we can give them. We'll bring some jacks. Mm-hmm. Tell them they're from the gods. These guys will be occupied with them for a year. Yeah, exactly. Just bring literally a bag of garbage. Right. And these guys will lose their minds over it. Mm-hmm. And then we can go through and pick it apart slowly. Mm-hmm. Investigate all this shit.
Who knows we could learn?
Nah. No. Learn?
Something shiny.
Kaboom! It's a gold thing. Let's fuck this up.
Yeah,
let's turn this mother out.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he does.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that he's not a great hero or a great adventurer.
No, he's a great hero and adventurer.
Oh, fucking horrible.
Archaeologist. Not good.
Like, just bad. Like, you know, it's like Robin Williams in Dead Poets Society. He's really great at inspiring kids to kill themselves because they can't play puck.
Right, and a terrible teacher. He's supposed to have student conference with every one of them.
Yes.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
Leaves. He just fucking walks. What and happens to you when you walk off the clock in your classroom?
Oh, I'd be
fired.
Yeah.
Well, and also, tenure. My ass.
You know, also, if I had kids tearing pages out of textbooks, that'd come out of my pocket.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, you do need to teach them how to analyze poetry. That's part of the academic side of it, shitheel.
Whoa! That's
yes,
right.
That's right.
The dogs are pissed at
them. Damn. Those dogs don't have time for this nonsense.
Commentary by Cordy Buffy.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Thank you.
I don't think we're ever going to top that.
Thank you.
You're such a puppy.
Very good.
So, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Official mascots.
Official mascots of the film Bugs. Oh, man. That's seriously, I look at that shit. I just walk out, whatever. They go destroy another temple.
Yeah. Actually, every place you ever went, destroyed.
Yeah.
Destroyed.
Yeah.
Destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thuggies. Not the nicest fellas.
No.
Kali. Dualistic, a little one-sided from Steven Spielberg's point of view.
Right.
Shocking.
Of course.
But, you know, it is... The adults could probably still hang out.
Oh, yeah.
Get the kids out. Okay, fine.
Uh-huh.
But there's no reason to destroy the whole thing.
No, there isn't. Especially because there's shit that they're mining in there.
Yeah. That's expensive shit.
Value.
It keeps people in chilled monkey brains, asshole.
Hey, Jones, there's shiny shit in the wall. Why are you destroying it?
Jackass. But, hey, that's how that shit goes.
I don't say jackass. I like it, but it's just bizarre.
Yeah. I'm boggled at the amount of shit he destroyed. Personally destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, goddamn, the Nick Cage in National Treasure pays more respect to artifacts than this guy does.
He has a very ginger touch.
Yeah, well, he's like, we got to be very careful handling this.
Found these sunglasses in a brick. Now let's leave.
Yeah, now let's leave. Now, but be very careful with the Declaration of Independence.
Very careful.
You need to be careful with it. If that had been Indiana Jones, he would have ripped the fucking thing out, rolled it up, stuffed it down his pants.
Sort of whip around a beam and gone out of a window.
Yeah, yeah. Probably landed in water, swum away, and then somehow it still would have been intact.
Shot a bunch of Secret Service agents on the lawn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
About right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to bet that this last one we might get some feedback on, but it'll be more.
We're not bagging on Indiana Jones as a character. We love Indiana Jones.
We're bagging on him as an academic.
As an academic and an archaeologist.
Yes. That's about it.
That's it.
Yeah. So, and also.
An actual archaeologist, not long haired people in chanclas smoking American Spirit cigarettes.
Yes. Yeah, chunkless, thank you. When he leaves the classroom, he's like, read chapter 7. Like, how long are you going to be gone?
Yeah,
he's just
gone.
Sit there and read a chapter, dude. Archaeology books probably have thick chapters. It's not like a Stephen King book that has like a page
on
some
of them. My God, it's so dry. So.
But yeah, apparently your money, parents, at a university in the city where he teaches... Yeah, afford to just have a guy leave the room and go, yeah, read the book. You can learn it from that. Yep. I'll be back. Maybe. Maybe not.
90% of an archaeologist's time is spent in the library.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's an obvious joke to why that he isn't, but come on.
Unless, and then even then, I'm going to destroy this really awesome I'm
library.
I'm not going to look for a way to maybe slide this thing out. I'm just going to immediately go and bust this ancient marble floor.
Yeah, and because set the petroleum that runs underneath it ablaze.
Yeah, because shit that I want's underneath it, I'm going to destroy it. That, he is very American.
He is, he really is.
I want that.
Tom changed my entire tone on this.
Yeah.
You go, Indy.
You go, Indy. Destroy
get
some more of that
shit. Russian. Fuck them.
Fuck those cultures.
Fuck those cultures. Who needs it? They're such children.
You want to help us?
bring back to us. In that case, they're the fuck up.
Yeah.
I've already covered that.
Yes. So, I don't know what else to say here other than there are going to be some people who might have issue with our ideas.
We've bagged on Indiana Jones, Yoda,
Princess Leia,
Princess Leia,
Superman.
Yeah.
We back on Thelma and Louise.
Oh, yeah.
God. So direct your email to thefilmfolks@gmail.com. We want some voicemails on this. Send us voicemails about people that you think you're the only one that I'm the only one who feels this way about this character. Mm. Send that shit to us. Join us on the Facebook, or as it's called now, just Facebook. Apparently the guy who started is a bit of a dick.
Ah, I see.
But that's how things go. You got to break a few eggs to make $1 billion. Check us out on Twitter if you want to get one Twitter every week.
Yeah.
If you want to see my Facebook status repeated on Twitter, then go ahead.
That's great.
I'm not going to stop you. Yeah. Who the hell am I? Just some guy. So, yeah. Check us out there. Email us. Check us out at thefilmthugs.com. Read and pass on my shit about Waiting for Superman. I'm serious about that one. Read it, pass it out there. I want the world to know my opinions and my feelings.
Spread the word.
Spread the word. Spread it wide and far and lovely.
Get stickers.
Oh, yeah, stickers. Email us if you want stickers. I've got a startling amount of stickers.
It's just full of stickers.
Ridiculous. What am I going to do with all these stickers? I want to give them to people, but people don't apparently want free stuff.
Yeah, I don't get it.
There are stickers in China right now.
Send us your address.
Yeah.
You know.
Send me an address and I'll send them to you,
some
baby.
Some other place.
Yeah.
Your parents' place,
maybe. Parents'
baby.
House, yeah.
Maybe your girlfriend's.
Maybe your girlfriend. You someplace got a girlfriend? Yeah. Send her something. I'll stop by. I'll deliver them myself. Say, hey, baby.
There's some stickers.
Here you go.
Want some stickers?
We
got some. Boom, thug stickers.
So, is there anything else we got here?
So sticky.
The mystery man came over and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able.
All right, well, thanks for listening to this one. I know it's a little odd that we didn't have an opening, but I just had no idea what to do with that. I spent like 20 minutes and couldn't come up with anything. So musically, we started off with Anthrax's High Pro Glow from their Sound of White Noise album, which I think is one of the best things ever recorded. Right now you're hearing Frank Zappa's Cosmic Debris, because why the hell not? That's off of his album Apostrophe. Hope you enjoyed it, and catch us next week when we're going after music documentaries. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
The mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then, when the top popped open, there was nothing his box won't do with the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo. He said, you might not believe this, little fellow, but it'll cure your asthma, too. And I said, oh, yeah, brother. Boy, you're dabbing with that cosmic debris. Now, what kind of a guru are you, anyway? And your preparations and ram it up your snout.
But I got a crystal ball,
he said, and held it to the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right.
I wrapped the newspaper around my head so I looked like I was deep. I said some mumbo jumbo then. I told him he was gonna
cuts of meat has just gone up and your old lady has just gone down.
Now is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know you could make more money as a butcher? So don't you waste your time on me.